Greetings, you guys. Route 78 West. It's Uncle Jeff. Kind of dragging and waking up this morning. Thanks here for tuning in. And you're listening to KBCU Boulder. It's Radio 1190. I think the Loki is on the whatever the schedule that he's on. He's a college student, so he's never here on time. But we're going to get it started right now with one old-timey stuff first, and then we're going to creep into the modern world. And there he is. Speak of the devil, and I do mean the devil here. He's got a little goatee this morning. Let's stick him on, see if he's got a microphone here.
Good
there
morning.
He is. Hey, you woke up. You're all in black. What's going on, man? Is there a funeral or something?
No. Just it's early. It's what I grabbed in the dark. Howdy.
It is the dark.
I brought some good music, though. I'll bet you got some good music, too.
Awesome. Sounds good. We're going to get started with one, kind of an old-timey one that's new to me, new to the station, new to everybody, because I just picked it up. And it's Joe Franklin and the Mimosa Boys. And I believe mimosa means, like, you know, orange juice and champagne or something. But here's Hillbilly Boy, and this will get us started, and we'll see where we go
Always
from here.
Always good to start off with a mimosa, I think, on a Sunday morning.
That's right. Bunch of Hillbilly Boys. You're listening to Route 78 West here on Radio 1190.
I'm a hillbilly boy, you can tell it in my walk. I'm just a hillbilly boy, you can tell it in my talk. Born many a mile from your city hall, way down south where they say you all. Well, I'm a hillbilly boy and that's all I'll ever be. I'm just a hillbilly boy and it suits me to a T. Well, I'm a hillbilly boy, I'm happy as I can be. You can tell it in my walk, you can tell it in my talk. In fact, you can tell it all over me. Met a man I thought was any better than me. Well, they may be a king, they may be a queen, they may ride around in a limousine. Well, I'm a hillbilly boy, they put their pants on just like me. Well, I'm a hillbilly boy, and it suits me to a T. I'm just a hillbilly boy, and that's all I'll ever be. You can tell it in my walk, you can tell it in my talk. In fact, you can tell it all over me. Well, I'm a hillbilly boy, and that's all I'll ever be. I'm just a hillbilly boy, and it suits me to a T. You can tell it in my walk, you can tell it in my talk. In fact, you can tell it all over me.
Thank you. lonesome and sad, longing for the Southland and the best times I have had. Oh, when I see that southern moon, I want to croon a lonely tune. I want to meet my sweetheart there in the lane. Hear the darkest lonely refrain. Oh, southern moon, shine down again. The other lady who shining down on me. Oh, when I see that southern moon, I want to croon a lonely tune. I want to meet my sweetheart there in the lane. Hear the darkest lonely refrain. Oh, southern moon, shine down again. The other lady who stop and wait for me. I will help you load your cargo if you will ride me free. Oh, when I see that southern moon, I want to croon a lonely tune. I want to meet my sweetheart there in the lane. Hear the darkest lonely refrain. Oh, southern moon, shine down again. The other lady who
thank you. received your letter. You're down and out, you say. At first I thought I would tell you to travel on the other way. But in my memory lingers all you once were to me. I'm going to give you another chance to prove what you can be. Any old time you want to come back home, drop me a line and say no more you're wrong. You had your chance to play the game fast. When you left me, sweetheart, you only left a load of care. Now that you're down, I'm going to stick by you. If you will only stay, your roaming days are through. You'll find me here like the day you left me alone. Any old time you wanna come back home.
Back on that one. That's probably about the most whimsical march number ever written.
Yeah, you get some people that say we don't play enough old stuff on the show. That's 1908. That's coming from a good guy, Mark Hildebrand. Thanks there, Mark. He sent me a bunch of these wax cylinders that he transcribed, and what's kind of cool is some of these things, you know the songs, but you've never heard these versions. kind of gave me a little more detail. This stuff here that he was playing and a couple others, we might play one or more or two of these today. They're old wax cylinders, but they were really made with soap. And he says they were the first mass-produced records made by a molding process. Edison called it the gold molding process. So these are all Edison recordings. And basically, they just made a master, and then they made this plate, and then they made this thing roll across it to make a great quality recording back in the early days. And you think Route 78 West plays some old scratchy stuff. When you smell these things, they smell kind of like a candle burning, or a candle soap or whatever, as you play the record, play the toilet paper roll as it rolls across with a little speaker. But that was the Teddy Bear's Picnic for you that don't know that from your childhood. I didn't catch the orchestra on that, but 1908, and kind of that's probably the oldest thing we can cook up with us today.
Definitely. And then, coming from about 20 years after that, we had some music there from Jimmy Rogers, which is nice when you're doing a set of old stuff, because he pretty much, I think, bridged together every style of popular music that was happening at the time. I mean, he took yodeling, he took the what we considered the Negro spiritual music, he took the country music, the old time, he took the jazz, he just basically put it all together. And Jimmy Rogers is the father of everything that's great in music, one of them at any rate. And I love that one. That was a nice one with some of that kind of, wailing clarinets and a little bit of the Dixieland tuba coming in. It started out, as you expect, a Jimmy Rogers tune with the little 1-2 on the guitar, but then it kind of goes into more of a Dixieland medley towards the end. I really like that one.
Well, Lefty Frizzell always cites Jimmy Rogers as the kind of the basis of his stuff, so we'll get something in the next set there. And had a couple of things sandwiched in there. Delmore Brothers doing Southern Moon. Jenks Tex Carmen doing the Hillbilly Hula combination, Hillbilly music, Hawaiian music.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that Jimmy Rogers was Any Old Time, I forgot to mention, in case anyone wants to look up the song.
It said that in the lyrics. And then Fred Lowry in there, one of my all-time favorite 78s. I remember finding that, and Fred was known as the master whistler. He had all these kind of techniques and tricks, and Loki's demonstrating
it. I'm practicing.
He's doing good.
Oh, thanks.
But that Indian Love Call is absolutely one of the most beautiful, harrowing 78s. I got my stacks anyway. It started out that with Hillbilly Boy, Joe Franklin, and the Mimosa Boys for you guys out there starting early. And we're going to pick it up a little bit, kind of get on the western tip here. Here's Jimmy Saul and his Prairie Drifters with a firecracker stomp. Yeah.
Thank you. time. We'll go honky-tonking and we'll have a time. We'll make all the night spots dance, drink beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Baby, all the way down the line. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Yes, we'll go honky-tonk and make every club in town. We'll go to the park where it's dark. We won't fool around. But if you run short of money, I'll run short of time. 'Cause you with no more money, honey, I've no more time.
Sweetheart is gone and I'm so lonely. She said she and I were through. So I started out drinking for pastime, driving nails in my coffin over you. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, driving those nails over you. Since the day that we parted, I've been so sad and so blue. I'm always thinking of you, love, and I just can't quit drinking that old booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, driving those nails over you. Now you turn me down, you don't want me. There's nothing now I can lose. I'm just driving those nails in my coffin, worrying, sweetheart, over you. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my driving those nails over you. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, driving those nails over you.
I'm sitting here crying, crying over you,
crying over you.
Wondering why you left me, wondering why I'm blue. I'm sitting here crying, thinking of the past, trying to find the reason why we didn't last. I'm reading your last letter. Oh, what you said to me.
Oh, what you said to me.
You say you found another. I love just couldn't be. I'm sitting here crying, thinking of the past, trying to find the reason why we didn't last. I'm reading your last letter. Oh, what you said to me.
Oh, what you said to me.
You say you found another. I love just couldn't be. I'm sitting here crying, thinking of the past, trying to find the reason why we didn't
last. Clean as country water. Nashville cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville cats been playing since age babies. Nashville cats get work before they're two. Well, there's 1,352 guitar pickers in Nashville, and they can pick more notes than the number of ants on a Tennessee anthill. Yeah, there's 1,352 guitar cases in Nashville, and anyone that unpacks his guitar can play twice as better than I will. Yes, I was just 13, you might say I was a musical proverbial knee-high, when I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tubes and they blasted me sky-high. And the record man said, everyone is a Yellow Sun record from Nashville, and up north here ain't nobody buys them. And I said, but I will. And it was Nashville cats play clean as country water. Nashville cats playing wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville cats been playing since age babies. Nashville cats get work for their two. Well, there's 16,821 mothers from Nashville. All the friends play music and they ain't uptight if one of the kids will, because it's custom made for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I sure am glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the mothers from Nashville. And Nashville cats play clean as country water. Nashville cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville cats been playing since ace babies. Nashville cats get work before they're two. Pick it. Thank you.
Yeah, that one comes from my old past there. That's one of the great bands that's sort of overlooked these days for what they did. Really hot stuff at the time. John Sebastian, The Lovin' Spoonful, and Nashville Cats was just summing up some of that pick and style, some of the stuff we were playing beforehand, and just wanted to hear it, I think, more than anything else, Loki. It's one of those things.
Yeah, I think we ought to send that one out to my old buddy Graham. You remember Graham? He moved off down to Nashville, and he's got a kid. I guess his son's about 11 now, and he said that Kai, his son, picked up the violin recently and has been playing a lot of like the old Stefan Grappelli stuff and recently got really into Devotchka, so he's going to have maybe a child prodigy on his hands. They say those Nashville Cats been playing since they've been gigging since they were two, so hopefully Kai will follow suit there.
I know there's actually more musicians there in Nashville than there are in Boulder, believe it or not.
I mean, Graham says it's ridiculous down there. Everyone's so serious about their music career, you can't find anyone to play music with ever.
So let's see what we have there. That was quite a little set. Backwards from that was the Vandegrift Brothers, new to us, and the Country Gentleman with them, and it was called Sitting Here Crying, and that's what made me think of the Nashville Cats, had that little slapback beat, and for that was Driving Nails in My Coffin, Floyd Kramer, and then Lefty Frizzell, If You Got the Money, Honey, I Got the Time, an old 78 version of that. None of those Nashville Cats in the background on that 78. The vinyl version of that's got like oohs and ahs and kind of girls singing in the background. I always like that raw without any of that stuff.
Yeah, the 78 version is definitely the preferred one.
So we're sitting here. You know, we're doing a radio show. It's Route 78 West. I think I've been out to too many concerts this week. I'm tired.
You've seen a few shows. I know you went to the Sunvolt show and you caught the Tortoise Daniel Lanois.
You got
any show reviews?
Oh, you know what? The soundcheck for Daniel Lanois was probably the show review. It was hearing him play Danny Boy, and not really a Nashville-style pedal steel, but just a soaring, echoing little echoplex, filling the hall and the Fox, no one else in there, and pulled off a bunch of stuff that was really pretty. I talked to a real nice guy. He's just taking the pedal steel a little farther. We're going to play some stuff a little later in this set. Man, probably slip you a live track from the Sunvolt show at the Boulder Theater, which Jay and I were at as well. That was a loud one there. So.
Did Jay get a review up on that?
Yeah, I think he did, or he's going to, or something like that. But
okay. Well, you can always check out Jay's work at Route78West.com. He's our venerable web wizard and sometimes has some great, great things to say about shows he sees, as well as some notes about the shows.
How about that? All right, so anyway, last night, just because I wanted to relax, I picked up that DVD of Dylan stuff. I know how you feel about that, Loki, but No Direction Home is definitely worth it because it's got a bunch of outtakes and some live performances. But this one came to mind as something they haven't released yet and should be done. It's out of the vaults of the BBC. Here's One Too Many Mornings, Bob Dylan, back when he was a folk singer.
Street, the dogs are barking, and the day is getting dark. As the night comes in falling, the dogs will lose their bark. And the silent night will shatter from the sounds inside my mind. As I'm one too many mornings and a thousand miles behind. From the crossroads of my doorstep, my eyes, they start to fade. And I turn my head back to the room where my love and I have laid. And I gaze back to the street, the sidewalk, and the sign. And I'm one too many mornings and a thousand miles behind. This hungry feeling that don't mean nobody no good. When everything I'm saying, you can say it just as good. You are right from your side, I am right from mine. We're both just one too many mornings and a thousand miles behind.
Took my little heart, you ran it round this town. Now you're gonna find your circus needs a brand new clown. And I don't mind playing any time. You all can get me drunk, but baby, remember I cheated, don't you forget that I lied. What you don't know, mama's just how hard I tried. And I don't mind playing any time. You all can't get me drunk, but baby, some folks can make it living on their own, but the only ones I heard of was either saints or stones. And I don't mind playing any time. You all can get me drunk, but baby, but baby, I'm sober now.
Thank you. So if we do this live, if we do a bunch of, if we do a mellow song and then this one, is this going to screw it up, like on the radio, or?
Right. Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's a fun one there. That's a souvenir from Seattle for me. Richmond Fontaine, actually with Mike Kuykendall singing. Mike Kuykendall's got a band called the Old Joe Clarks, which I'd never really heard that much. And after hearing him do some of his songs, I actually really started getting interested in finding out a little more about him. Great song there. I'm not sure what it's about. For some reason, I was thinking it's about Danny O'Keefe, which we played before that. The set there had a little instrumental that was Robbie Foulkes actually doing Southern Comfort, and it seemed like it fit because of the title.
Way to connect the dots.
And Danny O'Keefe with I'm Sober Now, a classic coming off of one of his records just called Danny O'Keefe. Should have been one of the bigger singer-songwriters in the 70s with everybody else, but somehow he never seemed to make it work, and I know he used to part.
It's because he went dry.
I guess that's the way it works. That happens to me. Dylan started that out with One Too Many Mornings, and I'm feeling that way this morning. Maybe I've been part of this scene that I'm talking about here. But,
sounds like you've been having a big time of it lately, Jeff. Going to a lot of shows.
It's fun.
Time.
I mean, it's like old guys should know better, but young kids, they get away with it. So.
I'll tell you, not me. I've moved into a state of domestication, staying home, cooking dinners, and doing a lot of homework. It takes a lot of time being in school.
It's perennial student that you are.
To find a way to stay as long as I can. I hear people all the time saying, I'm going to graduate this May, and my advice is, don't do it. Don't do it. You don't want to go outside in the real world.
I think
you'd
be a good teacher. Then you can just kind of, come do academic kind of stuff, have academic kind of hours. And
that's the plan.
So that works there. Anyway, yeah, we're talking about Danny O'Keefe, actually, after playing that song Wasted Stars. I saw him a couple times when he was really good in the early 70s, and one of the times was pretty strange, actually, but it was Rocky Flats, the place that's been closed for a long time. There had to be some big protests there to shut that place down, and they used to get singer-songwriter guys like Jackson Browne, Bonnie Raitt, and then the lesser-known guys like Danny O'Keefe out there to play. And he did one song called Chief Joseph and Looking Glass, which has still never been out on record. KGNU one time had a live copy of something that they played once in a while on the air. And anybody out there in the audience, this is a plea from Uncle Jeff.
You mean finally something that Jeff doesn't have in the archive?
I've looked for this for years and years and years. It's called Chief Joseph and Looking Glass. It's a Danny O'Keefe song, and it's about Chief Joseph and Looking Glass, obviously, and it's a great song. And anyway, that's that. But since I don't have that, go ahead.
I was going to say, this is probably a good time to mention that if folks do want to contact us because they have something rare, they want to, you know, contribute something to the show. We always have pretty informed listeners, and from time to time they give us some gems and some good advice. You can always contact us through the website, www.route78west.com.
This is correct, and we're grateful for it, and we'll play it on the air, and we'll thank you personally. I got one here. This one was a sort of minor hit for Danny O'Keefe, since I'm talking about him. And this, again, coming off this great record, O'Keefe is what it's called, Danny O'Keefe, Signpost label, and it may be out on CD, I'm not sure. But classic stuff. Somebody else had a hit with this one. Here's his version of Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues, probably his biggest song, and I still love this one.
Everybody's gone away. I believe this time they're gonna stay. There's not a soul I know around. Everybody's leaving town. Some caught a freight, some caught a plane. Find the sunshine, leave the rain. They said this town will waste your time. I guess they're right, it's wasting mine. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time Charlie's got the blues. Telling me you're not a kid at 33. You play around, you lose your wife. You play too long, you lose your life. I got my pills to ease the pain. Can't find a thing to ease the rain. I'd love to try and settle down, but everybody's leaving town. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time Charlie's got the blues. Thank you.
KVCU, Boulder.